Hey guys, it's me, Livia, again. Welcome back to P versus my PMDD. Today is May the 7th, I think? Yeah, probably. Wait, let me go check. Yeah, it is. Okay. Sorry about that. Today has been really stressful, and it's just lots on my plate, but it's a lot, oh my god. I'm just gonna take you through my day real quick. Let's see, I woke up, actually, and I felt really, actually nice today. And I drove and bopped some music on the way to school, and of course as soon as I got there, you know, I went to A Push. And I got a 98 on my president's quiz, and that was one of the last quizzes. Actually, I think that was the last quiz in A Push before my big exam for a total of 2 years of studying for this thing. And, excited to see how that turns out. And along with my ACT score, you know, mine was an 18 when I tried it last time, which was legit a couple months ago. And I need a 20 or think higher to get into the college that I want. But I have no doubts that I can't make it, you know what I mean? I think I can, you know? But anyways, I felt good in A Push, and eventually I went to geometry, and me and my friend, Carrie, went in the bathroom, and we hit up Julia. We all... very chill and nice, and then we went back into the classroom. We have a project due in there, and of course I hadn't started it yet, but so basically I just sat there, chilled out, and the whole classroom was actually very loud, and Miss Lowe even walked in at one point, which is our stupid looking ass principal. So annoying. I hate her. I've never liked her. I honestly wish... ugh, I wish she didn't exist sometimes. But otherwise, she's really nice. But, so basically, geometry was kind of boring, kind of the same. And, photography, on the other hand, was actually interesting? Question mark. I walk into the classroom, right, and my teacher's like, you know, we should go to the library because that's where the whole class was going to be, because there was apparently AP exams for art students that day. I don't even know what I'm doing at this point. And so I walk up in the library, right, and they're all like, this place is out of hand, there's at least 4 fucking classes in there, everyone's not really freaking out, but being really fucking loud. And then this freaking librarian was all like, oh, I don't know if y'all should be in here, and I was like, we were told to be in here. And then she walked us all back to the classroom, and then we had to go all the way back to the freaking library. And it was just a headache for no reason. But eventually, it was chill, and I got to talk with my friend Aubrey and my other friend, Kaylee, my boy. Love her, she's so sweet. And, it was actually really relaxing that period. I watched a bunch of Gabe Hemley videos and shit. He is hilarious, by the way, you should totally go watch him. And so eventually I got to lunch, and it was actually really fun today. Of course, except for the fact that we have a stupid thing where we have to cut our damn lunch in half and do nothing the rest of the fucking lunch period in a classroom full of people that doesn't make any sense. Moving on, though. So, eventually, I went to English, and once again, my teacher was out for the 400th time this month. And, you know, we sat there, didn't really do anything, and then eventually I made my way into forensics, my boy, and my friend Alyssa, me and her hit up Julia in the bathroom, and, you know, we were actually pretty chill, and I told her, how I failed at ghosting in geometry. It was a real interesting story. Basically what had happened was I took a hit, and instead of ghosting it, and I held it in, and Carrie was videoing it, and it came out my fucking nose. Oh my god, but it was a small little bit, and it was chill, so no one saw us. And so eventually we went back into the classroom, and I grabbed a poster board, of course, for my own little project day that I'm gonna start working on. That is also I haven't started and due on Friday. Should probably really start on that. Eventually I wound up in Spanish. Yeah. I wound up in Spanish, and that was easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You know, at this point it's just kind of common sense. And at this point I'm shitting myself. Haven't taken a hit of Julia in an hour, and I'm cool with that, and I didn't want to really mild my nerves, nor did I want to really chill it out, because I feel better under pressure a little bit. And I had a good feeling though. I walked up into Color Guard, and me and Alyssa went outside. We practiced. It actually wound up being really well. And then we went back inside, watched a couple people perform, and then we performed, and we did so good! She caught her 1.5 for a flag, and I caught my triple on freaking rifle! And I know that doesn't sound like a lot compared to the rest of the people, but I feel like we did really good. After last year's experience with me, oh god. Okay, one of my captains this year was my partner last year, and she was obsessed with her boyfriend. You know, yada, yada, yada. She didn't have time for me, basically. And so I had nerves during our performance, and I froze up, and it was so bad. Just glad this year was better. May have been simpler, but it was way better than what last year was. And so eventually we finished up in Color Guard. I went down the hallway to the band room, and I see my friend Elle running down the hallway screaming, "I made it." And then I asked her what she made, and then she said, "I made section leader." And of course at this point, Elle's in the horn section, and guess who else is in the horn section and in my grade and not a fucking sophomore? That's right, kids. My gay best friend, Garrett. He didn't make it. And I'm over here like, what the fuck? Last year, the band was huge, right? And so every single one of our sections had 2 leaders, right? Well, this year they decided for the horns and a couple others just to have 1 section leader. And in this case, it was Ella this year that has been chosen. And she is a sophomore. Great lover, she's sweet. But Garrett is in my grade and will be a senior next year, which doesn't make any fucking sense. He tried out for freaking drum major last year, was legit 1% close to the person who actually made it. And this year, he tries out, doesn't make it, tries out for section leader and doesn't make it again. And of course, I see his face as he looks onto the freaking papers on the wall. And I'm just like, shit. So I sat down on my stuff. I tell Cal, Carrie, Charlotte, and Lily to all just chill out for a minute. And I walked over to Garrett. I pulled him by the hand and I said, "I know. I really do. I get it. And I'm so sorry. And he deserves so much better than this. Last year, he was under a bit of pressure, so of course he was going to be a little harsh, but not that harsh. It's just, I felt terrible for him. But eventually, all in good fun, Carrie had paid me $10 for a pod, and me and the gals went to Mickey D's, and we got 4 freaking McFrabbies, and we went through the drive-thru twice, and I'm pretty sure I scared the shit out of the McDonald's people, but I mean, you know, it was chill, it was funny, you know, just all that shits and giggles. Eventually, I dropped off all my kids at their houses, and me and Carrie bopped, and at some point, my car battery just died, but then I restarted the car, and everything was okay. It was very weird. I'm gonna probably have to tell my dad, because that really almost scared me. And that never happens unless it's a really hot summer day and it was not that hot outside compared to the rest of the days this week. Yeah, not that hot outside. So eventually I drove her home and I bopped my way home and I told my mom, you know, We got lit, you know, me and my girl, Alyssa, we did great on the partner routine, and, you know, my mom's proud of me, all gracious fun, and, yeah, pretty sure that was basically mostly it. Also, she did tell me that, you know, more stuff about the Hamilton performance that we're gonna go see in a couple weeks in Tennessee, so that's gonna be fun. And I forgot to tell y'all, yeah, I'm going to see Hamilton, which is gonna be so much fun. I've never seen it before. I legit almost started crying when she told me, and I am so happy. I cannot wait. But eventually I went into my room, I started working on my project, and for geometry, and I actually got it done today. So, yay me, and I'm gonna work my ass off tomorrow on my forensics project. So now that the partner routines are over, I'm less stressed, and now I can actually think and do my shit and get this done. I have a week and a half till school is out, and then I'm free! Ooh, oh my god, it's gonna be so nice. But then I get my wisdom teeth out like a week after, so... fun! It's fine though. It's alright. I know this is gonna be a longer episode, but it's mostly because I can't stop thinking about anything, and I'm really stressed out. Okay. So, this is one of the reasons why I'm having a longer episode today. And I'm having really bad anxiety, and Julia can't help me anymore. Okay. So, my mom had recently went to a meeting earlier today for Color Guard. And Miss Waddy had, you know, made announcements about, you know, the mom squad who's usually cranking it up during Winter Guard season, which is, quote-unquote, my mom dancing in the background and people videoing it, which is quite funny, and I love her. You know, we all do it. I don't mind if she does it. We get crunk together, get lit. Yeah, funky. But then an idea popped in my head when she came in my room and told me about it. I thought, man, every one of my... Hold on, let me count them real quick. I think all seven? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, all seven of the seniors next year who have had 3 to 4 years of experience in guard, they all have places. They're either squad leaders or the actual captains, except for me. And I had been really stressed out about school and stuff, so I didn't try out for any of these positions. Plus, I really, really thought, you know, all the section, you know, not the section, I'm all the squad leaders. You know, I really thought, you know, all six of them, I thought more about them than I thought for myself. Because I care about them. They're my family. They're my sisters. I wanted them all to have a place before I did. And that was the weird thing. I love them, and they're amazing, and I want them to be happy, so I thought more about them than me, and I realized I didn't have a place. I didn't have a place at all. I was just kind of there. And sorry about that, my cat's in here. Sasha, come on, get on the bed. Okay, and so I asked one of my sponsors, or the only sponsor for next year, which is aka Miss Waddy, now that Miss Rosno is leaving. I asked her, you know, hey, Miss Watson, this is Olivia. I was wondering if I could ask you a question. She was like, yeah. And then I said, I know I didn't try out for any positions this year, but I just wanted to ask if flag captain is an open option for next year. Let me explain what flag captain is. Flag captain basically means that during field show, I basically get to help out with flag line. I'm not that too good at rifle. So rifle line will consist of most of the girls in Winter Guard who did rifle, and most of the girls last year who did rifle line. I, on the other hand, was flag captain all the way this year, but not in actual, you know, said position, but more in the hearts of all of them, all of the girls on my JV Winter Guard team. Because I knew what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, and, you know, I feel confident. I felt confident about that without even needing a title. But now that I was going to be a senior next year, you know, flag captain doesn't mean that I need to be an actual captain like the two captains we have each year, you know what I mean? This doesn't mean I need any to have any authority. It just means I have a position. I have a place. And ever since Winter Guard, when I didn't get the chance to try out for a rifle on JV, because I was sick and looking for my own health, I was really disappointed and devastated. And I felt like crying a lot. And it was a lot to handle. And it really broke me. Because I thought I had potential. But the only reason I didn't actually get it was because I wasn't there when they took the video so that our sponsor's choreographer could choose who was rifle. And I wasn't there for the videoing and wasn't told anything about it. But I took it okay, and the captain, who was captain of JV, which is the only one, me and her, we bonded a lot. And over the season, she considered me flag captain. And I was going through a lot of emotional shit. And it meant so much to me that she would, you know, punch me in the arm and say, "You did great today, flag captain." And I'd look back at her and say, "Well, you did great today, rifle captain." Because, you know, I really, really thought I had that potential. But I was, you know, I wasn't there for it. I wasn't there for that one video. And I worked really hard. But it's okay now. It's over, and I had a grand time, and I bonded with my teammates, and it kind of struck me. But basically, I asked her, you know, if flag captain was an option specifically for me to help with the flags. And the thing is, there's always this one song where we're split into two groups, and it's the rifles and then the flags, and the flags always have a leader, right? And last year, it was one of the older seniors, and she actually was really amazing at it and led us really well. And then the previous year, it was a girl who is a senior this year, so I saw it as a, you know, maybe this could be a good option, because I don't have a position, and I'm the only one. So, I asked her if it was an option for next year. Because, you know, one of the previous, you know, one of the seniors was, you know, on flag line. And we all considered her flag captain because she knew a lot and helped out with fixing flag work. And so I was thinking, since I'm the only senior who's been on the team a long time that does have no position at all, that if I could try out for flag captain. It doesn't mean that I become an actual captain or anything. It just means that next year during field show, I can help lead the flags like the previous senior did last year, while the actual captains do their things with the rifles. And honestly, that's all I ask for, because honestly, I won't interfere with the captains or argue with them. It just means that hopefully I can help out and be some type of leader like the rest of the seniors who have experience.
The reason I didn't try for any positions this year was because I wanted everyone to have a place, and so no one would be left out or sad, and when you announced the positions, it all worked out perfectly like I hoped. But then I realized I forgot about myself, and I was the only one without a position that's been on the team for almost 3 years, which made me feel just kind of awkward and out there and alone, because I completely forgot me. So I just wanted to see if it was an option or not. I totally, you know, got it if Miss Waddy doesn't want a flag captain like the past years, but I just wanted to see if it was an option and if Miss Waddy could consider it. And yes, I put that all in a text message and sent it to Miss Waddy. And then I told her, you can take some time to think about it if you'd like, no pressure. And then she said, come see me tomorrow and we can chat. And I said, alrighty. And I'm nervous. And I know this is a long episode, but this is one of the couple that I'm really emotional about. Because, you know, I've really been pushing. I've been pushing so hard past my depression and my anxiety and my panic attacks and now my PMDD, and I want to have a place. I know I probably don't deserve it, but it would just be nice, you know? I was, you know, considered a leader or one of the many leaders. Like, the M-I-N-I, many leaders, the past couple of years, because, you know, I'm like a mom. I have everything in my bag when people need it, and I am always there. I've always got the makeup, the band-aids, the pads, the tampons, the extra socks, the extra leggings, everything, and I just want to feel like I have a place and be appreciated for it, for once. Because I feel like I've actually accomplished a lot, and I'd really appreciate it if I could have something to do as a captain, you know what I mean? And I'm really praying for that. Also, this is my cat Sasha. She's meowing a lot. Hey, baby. She's making sure I'm okay, and I'm good, it's okay. Mama's fine. But anyways, I just wanted to thank you for listening to this episode. And I know it's a lot of emotional stuff, but it's been a lot. And I'm hoping tomorrow things will work out. And if they don't, then so be it. But by God, I'm going to be happy, damn it. And hopefully my fucking period would start. That'd be great. That'd really be great. Like, I know people don't like it, and they're like, I would never thank the Lord for it. But for me, this means I could start my birth control, and everything will be completely and utterly in line. And I really would appreciate it, Lord. Please. Just. Bless me with this bleeding. I don't even care how painful it is. I just want this to get over with. So, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'll tell you what happens. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And I love y'all. Thanks for listening.